Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special series of The Brendan Show. In this series, we're playing for you our entire program called Transformation Week. Transformation Week was a program that Denise, my wife, and I did to help people really understand what are the key habits that we know from science will help dramatically, I mean really dramatically, improve your life. It was an incredible video-based program and online challenge that Denise and I did, and we wanted to just capture it here for you in audio here on The Brendan Show. So for the next 7 days, we'll release a brand new day of Transformation Week, and you'll get the audio right here on the podcast. If you're somebody who loves video and you would love the resources or the tools that we recommend, as an example, the downloads or some special discounts to some products we might mention, please make sure you just go to transformationweek.com. That's transformationweek.com. When you go there again, you'll just enter your name and email. You'll be added to our newsletter list, but you'll be sent this entire series by email, where we summarize each of the days. We give you the PDFs, the downloads, the research, the tools, everything you'll hear in the audio on The Brendan Show. With that, I hope you enjoy the series. Happy 2020, my friends. I hope you enjoy this year, and this really becomes a transformation week for you as you kick off the new decade of your life. Welcome to HPX Transformation Week. I'm Brendan Burchard.
I'm Denise Burchard.
She's my wife.
We're married.
Pay attention, because she's really going to be the star of this show. I spent the last 20 years researching psychology, neuroscience, and high-performance studies to help you figure out how do you transform your life. I wanted to transform my life because, as she could tell you, I was kind of a loser at one stage of my life and very unhappy.
Very positive self-talk. I know.
And I wanted to improve my life. And so I started studying like personal development and all the research I could do to understand what were the actual habits and behaviors that people used to improve their lives, but not just to change, but also to become world-class, the best in class at whatever they did in the world. And so I made my life doing that. And while I was doing that over the last 15 years professionally, Denise was running exercise studios in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, and helping people find their potential and to have courage to try new things. And in talking about it, I realized that movement and exercise was just the vehicle for getting people to try new things and to explore different avenues and to believe in themselves and uncover what's there.
And so if you're kind of new to our world, she's an incredible mentor to women. She had 30 employees at the fitness studios and really grew that into a remarkable community. Myself, if you're new to our community in HPX at all, over the last 15 years, I've been blessed to graduate 2 million students from my online courses. I've written 6 best-selling books. We've got the Brendan Show podcast, the HPX podcast, and I put out unique content every single day in personal and professional development for 15 years straight, reaching millions and millions of people, 250 million video views. It's been a lot. And now she has sold the exercise studios and gets to participate in Transformation Week with me. So today we want to talk with you about the most important habit that we have learned from studying the world's highest performing people. And you guys know, I am the CEO of the High Performance Institute. We ran the largest study ever been done for high performers worldwide. And what we learned is that they practice these 6 habits. But the most important habit that changed people's lives and helped them become extremely successful is what we want to talk with you in this very first session of Transformation Week. Because all transformation begins with self-awareness. And the habit that high performers have that helped them become extraordinary is they seek clarity more often than anybody else. It means they're usually asking more questions. It means they're usually doing more research. Seeking clarity means you don't just wander into the woods unprepared, you get a map. You try to understand your life, you try to be self-aware, and I really believe that all transformation begins with self-awareness. And the action to get self-awareness is to seek clarity about who you are, what's important to you, where you're going, what your day and your month and your week is gonna be like.
It's your direction.
It's your direction. I mean, how do you have any personal development without direction? I mean, she's known me. There's some days I lack direction, I would say.
Sometimes.
And so,
it does happen.
It does happen.
We all do.
And so if I don't really work hard each day to be clear and focused, I can be Captain Random. I can be distracted. I can lose my way. And so we thought we'd share with you what are the habits or the practices that you could do, not just to transform your life, but literally tactically today to get more clarity in your life.
My first thing was finding your passion and your interests in life. And I think sometimes it's hard to figure out what those things are, but if you look back on your life, like even from when you were really small, there are probably things that you naturally gravitated towards in terms of interests or passions or things that you just kind of lost yourself in. And I would challenge you to make a list of just go back and think, what was I drawn to? What were the things I continue to come back to? What are the things I'm intrigued by today that were the same things I was intrigued by when I was small or growing up? And, you know, I think as we get older and older and we go into careers that we can, it's easy to do what we're good at, but it may not bring us fulfillment or it lacks the other pieces in life that make life life. And you're just doing
work.
Yeah, you're just doing work.
It's work, but it's not your passion. It's like busy work versus life's work kind of stuff.
Yeah, so if you can find what your passion is, just as a starting point, write down a list of things that you found that you were passionate about or gravitated towards or just lost yourself in, you know, kind of that flow where you all of a sudden find yourself effortlessly enthusiastic about something. You know, for me, I go back and I know, like, for me, movement was a big one. I really love animals. I'm always coming back to design. I love analyzing numbers and I like teaching. So for me, opening an exercise studio and running a business with that was kind of combining all those things together in a really natural fit. And then we got a cat.
It's true because the minute I met her, I remember, like, we started dating. And I would, at the time I had like a corporate job and I would go do my corporate job and I'd come home and she'd have a commute back home and she would be kind of it was a good job, but she would come home and she'd be kind of like from the commute, tired or out of it. She would go to this Bar Method class, which is a studio she ultimately opened in Portland, but we were in San Francisco at the time. So a really long commute. And she would come home and kind of be on another planet. She would go.
Walk in the door and I would say, like, don't talk to me. And I would change and I'd turn and I'd walk out. And then an hour later, I'd come back and I'm like, I'm me. Hello, I'm back.
Yes, because she went and she moved. And now all of a sudden, it's like this flowing, like, graceful goddess would walk in the house. And it's because she activated that passion of movement, which was so important to her. Mm-hmm. And that ultimately became a realization that, you know what? She was as passionate about that as her other job. And so she ended up leaving the job to open up the exercise studio because that was a greater passion. So but her whole life as a kid, she was a gymnast. So she realized that movement was this big thing.
Yes.
And I think that seeking clarity is exactly what she said. Go back to those origins. Like, what did you love to do? And what would you do even if you weren't getting paid?
Yeah.
And now figure out how can that be part of your life?
Or even, you know, we would go on different trips and we would always find ourselves, you know, looking at design or architecture and how is a space designed and how, and just, it's always something that we appreciate and go back to. So, you know, those kinds of things, notice what you're doing.
Yeah.
As you go along. So write those things down as a starting point.
Yeah. So I think what we'll do today is we're going to give you each, we're each going to give you like
we're
going to
be here forever.
Yes, we're going to be here forever. We're each going to give you three things that really helped us getting clarity because maybe that will help you seek clarity in new ways and really transform your life. So her first one is obviously going back to your passions and revisit what were your interests in life. My first thing is to really identify what is the best of who you are and how would you describe it? And so if you've never been like done my research or been with me before, I would love for you to identify like three words that describes the best of who you are. Mm-hmm. Like three words that you say, oh, those three words, that's me, right? You might just sit down and brainstorm a bunch of words out. And then I want you to go though, but which ones, the top three, that describes the best or aspirational you? And what I have people do from all over the world, every single day I get texts about this or posts on social media, I have people actually program that in their phone as an alarm so that an alarm goes off. And when that alarm goes off, you see on your phone, it's like it buzzes. And then there's these three words that describe the best of you. And I have people program that in their phone. So it's like three or four times throughout the day, those words buzz. And so if you're going throughout your day, you know, if your phone rings, you look at it and people look at it and there's those three words and they're like, ooh, it says be kind, but I was just a jerk to my wife, right? As has happened to me once or twice. You know, like things that say, you know, be compassionate and it reminds you, okay, how am I actually doing in these? Mm-hmm. So these three words are like three identifier words for you. We call them like your clarity words. And I want you to have them maybe on a mirror or by your laptop or in your phone so that as you are going throughout the day, it's kind of interrupting you or making you look at them, because being intentional is part of clarity, right? And so when you are purposefully trying to be those words each day, then you are crafting your life versus just becoming somebody by accident. And I think that's where transformation always begins, with greater levels of intention and awareness. You have to have the awareness to know, like, who am I and what am I about? What's important to me? But you need the intention and the cues to trigger you to get more clear. So I think transformation really begins with clarity about who you want to be, and then reminding yourself to be that each day.
And I don't think that has to be the same every single day. Like if you go to work for, you know, Monday through Friday, and then you have a weekend off and you're with your family, how is it that you want to show up for your family? And how is it that you want to show up at your job or as a leader? And those things can change. So maybe Monday through Friday, you program a certain set of words, and maybe Saturday and Sunday, you have a different one. Second idea about clarity is figuring out how to get from where you are to where you want to be. So how to move from point A to point B, and what are the skills that you need to learn or the resources you need to acquire to get there. And whether that is, you know, just so I would challenge you to come up with a list of things, whether it's I want to be a business owner, or I want to be a really great mom, or I want to be a teacher or a coach or a leader in my community. What are the things that you need to develop, learn, and from where you are now to be able to be that person? And like if you're a new business owner, you want to be a new business owner, go interview people who are business owners or entrepreneurs and learn what they've learned. You know, you don't have to do it all on your own, and nobody's kind of creating anything new at this point. So leverage your resources and other people's strengths to get you from point A to point B, and then come up with a plan. And I think a plan is a really big thing, which we'll talk about in another episode. But I think getting from point A to point B is the beginning of that plan. So make a decision where you want to go.
And I think what's so important about the success she's had in her life is, and mine as well, is seeking out two things of clarity here is one, just the skill sets you're going to have to learn. Like be very, very diligent and thoughtful about, like, I have to learn these things, but then don't just go out and try to figure them out yourself. Get a mentor. Mm-hmm. Like one thing when she was at Open the Exercise Studios, she went out and like interviewed. I talked to another owner today and another owner today, and another owner. She was constantly calling and interviewing other owners of business studios to go, how did you do what you do?
Yeah. And then there are going to be skills that you don't know that you need that arise because you're looking to acquire other skills and learning from people who have already done it.
Yeah. And I did the same thing in my career. You know, when I wanted to write books, I interviewed all these authors and I said, how did you write the book? How did you promote the book? How did you make money and build a career from a book? When I want to do online courses, I studied from the best people doing online courses. When I want to do video, YouTube, podcasts, all of these things, often, you know, I would make the mistake. I would start and just try to figure out by myself. And it'd take months and months and months. And then I finally go, why am I spending all this time? Let me go take a course. Let me go to a seminar. Mm-hmm. Let me call this person. Let me pay for something to learn how to do it faster. Let me watch a million YouTube videos that where people have already demonstrated. I think that's so important.
Yeah. And it may not get you all the way there, but it's the springboard. And then you will constantly evolve, but it's the starting point.
Yeah. My next idea on how to get clarity in your life to really transform your life is what I call my Sunday scorecard, which is I'd love for you to sit down and say, okay, I'm gonna write out all these areas of my life and I'm gonna score myself on these areas every single week. You know, because what happens is we all get caught up in life and we're just going through the motions and we're doing everything we can to survive and make it and earn and build and grow and love and connect. And then all of a sudden, after 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months, we realize we're off. Like we've neglected an important area of our life because, well, I'm just focused on my career right now. And all of a sudden our relationships fall apart or our health falls apart. And what we have to do is really be diligent each week in like measuring ourselves and asking where we're at. Like Denise and I developed this thing called the High Performance Planner. Forgive me as I grab at this thing, but I just want to give you an example of what these things are. And by the way, we'll make sure we post this down below this video so you can access it as well and journal on these things. But
I feel like these are like the lanes when you go bowling, that the bumpers that keep your bowling ball heading in the right direction.
Yeah. It's like if you're just not like measuring yourself or setting up some rails here, you can go off the rails. I think it's really important. But here's the 10 categories I measure myself on every week. First one is health. Second one is mental and emotional. Third one is partner and love, spouse for us. Family, friends, mission, experiences, spirit, finances, and learning. And what I do is I give myself a score of 1 to 10. 1 means I sucked. You know, it's like I was just off my A game there or didn't even pay attention. 10 is I'm awesome in this area and I score myself. And, you know, since there's 10 categories, I just multiply my score by 10 and that gives me a score out of 100% each week. By kind of looking at my scores, I can tell over a series of weeks and months with the High Performance Planner, I can see, oh, I was a 60% this week, or I was a 70% that week, I was a 90% that week. And then it does that great thing in personal development, which is like, why? Why did I score that area? And just by paying attention to it and seeing a good score or a bad score, I'm learning about myself on a continual basis. And then again, in the High Performance Planner, you get to score your habits. You get to each day measure yourself with your habits. You get to write out what you're grateful for. You can start your day in the right, you know, for sort of like mindset by using this type of tool. I have to use these tools for clarity. Otherwise, I bumble through the world like a dummy, as she will tell you. Kind of like I'm a nutty professor. I will just get super distracted and not pay attention to things. So the planner helps me.
Is to find people, if once you have that clarity and your vision of where you want to go and maybe the skill sets, and also you're, you know, reassessing how you're doing in each of these categories of your life, then I would say the next level is find the people, evaluate kind of the people that you are surrounding yourself with and whether they elevate you to that next level or to where you want to be, or if there's something about them that inspires you or is aspirational to you. And continue you're surrounding yourself with those people or seek them out. And then pull back on some of the people that are either dragging you down or are not in alignment with your mission or where you want to go as a person. And because you're going to be very similar to the people who you surround yourself with and interact with the most. So be cognizant of and thoughtful about what you do, who you surround yourself with, because it's going to have a big impact not only on you, but your mission, your life, the people around you, your loved ones. So I think this is a huge, huge thing. It's not just about you, it's about the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah, that's like clarity is getting clear on who your support network really is. And it's asking the hard questions like her and I, we don't really have any friends who are like downers. We don't really have any friends who are like super negative or hurt our feelings or judge us. Mm-hmm. Because obviously we have a very public life now and people, you know, make judgments and mean calls. Those aren't our friends. We don't hang out with them. And we worked really hard to also build the network of people that we really enjoy and like.
Mm-hmm. I have friends who I think are just the most amazing people in a whole slew of different skills that I'm not good at, but they're incredible, amazing people, and I'm really drawn towards them and love having them in my life. So for you guys, I would say make a list of maybe you have 2 or 3 buckets and say, these are the people who I don't know yet or I haven't surrounded myself with yet, but it's my goal to link up with them in some way or connect with them in some way. And if it's somebody you don't have access to, maybe it's just simply following them on social media or their podcast or, you know, events or wherever you do have access to them. Bucket number two would be the people who are you in your immediate vicinity who really do lift you up and rise you up and support you and encourage you and also challenge you. I think challenge is a big thing. You can't just surround yourself with yes people. And then number three, people who are on the other side of that slope where you find that they're maybe taking from your energy, your mission, your drive, your positivity, and maybe taper that down.
Yeah. Yeah. Spend less time with people who are hurting your feelings or making you feel negative about yourself, because, you know, the energy of your social like community either lifts you up or pushes you down. Get clear about those people. And the ones who do lift you up, spend way more time mm-hmm. with them. More lunches, more dinners, more mm-hmm. hangouts where you have real conversations. My third piece about clarity is your daily schedule. I think this is so critical, especially for me, you know, as many of you all know, we run four major companies. The teams across our companies now, over 200 employees or team members, some virtual, some in offices around the country. It is very difficult and demanding. I'm shooting and creating original content all the time. I'm writing books. I coach people on the phone. We go live with our courses, with our coaching programs. It is an intense, grueling schedule. And if I don't spend the time every morning thinking through my schedule, I'm toast. And so here's what I think is important. You develop a morning routine, and whatever your morning routine is, which most people have, they've got some kind of exercise or movement they do in the morning. Maybe they read something positive. Maybe they write something or journal something. But then spend 10 to 20 minutes just thinking through and planning the day. So what I do is I grab my high performance planner in the morning, and here's the deal. My day is often planned days, weeks, or months in advance. Like, oh, here's this interview, or here's this conversation, or here's this phone thing, or I'm gonna send the emails out, or I'm gonna do this promotion, whatever. So whatever I've written down my high performance planner, it might have already been planned, all right? But what I do is I look at each item on my planner and I go, okay, how could I do that with real intention and excellence today? Meaning I don't just bumble from one meeting to another meeting to another meeting. I literally in the morning visualize and think through for 10, sometimes 20 minutes, just staring and looking through and visualizing, thinking about kind of like daydreaming about the day of how I'll do it great. That's so more intentional than just showing up. I also, there's this whole section in the planner that helps me develop my morning mindset. And I think that's important for your daily schedule. So I ask questions like this. You know, one thing I could get excited about today is something that might stress me out or trip me up today is this thing. And the way that my, yeah, everyone loves that one.
Preventative.
So here's what it is. It literally says, a situation that might stress me out or trip me up today could be this. And I describe like, oh, this meeting or this conversation or this work effort. And then the next line says, and the way my best self would deal with that is, and you write how you could deal with that stressor, because I think anticipation mm-hmm. gives extraordinary like benefits over the day. Because most people, they're literally bouncing from one thing to another, going through the motions, and they don't realize, why can't I become excellent or why can't I break through? The breakthroughs happen through anticipation. Again, these are all things that we just call seeking or developing clarity. It's the first habit of high performance habits. And some of these things are so critical.
And if you go back to your three words and you're thinking of something that's going to trip you up today, you can go back to those three words of how can I deal with that with, you know, let's say your words are compassion, enthusiasm, and groundedness. Then you can pick that situation and then take your words and say, okay, how would somebody who's grounded, compassionate, and enthusiastic deal with that specific situation? And then you have a plan when you go in so you don't have to be caught off guard.
Love that.
And then it will be much smoother and it'll solidify that behavior for you too.
Love that. So we hope that this conversation has been helpful for you, because
clarifying even
because transformation begins with the self-awareness. It begins with you getting clarity. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Denise always says this thing about high performance that I always love.
Yeah, we were talking about it and we just came up with, you know, remember that you always have a choice. Every day you can choose to be average or you can choose to be extraordinary.
So my friends, go be extraordinary. Thanks for joining us at Transformation Week. Use hashtag Transformation Week and hashtag HPX Life so we can find you and celebrate you. Thanks for joining us on this one. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Transformation Week. Again, if you really love this and you want the video-based resources, tools, and downloads for Transformation Week, make sure you go to transformationweek.com. Again, that's transformationweek.com. And your email there will send you the entire Transformation Week series, all the videos, all the resources, all the tools you'll be able to access for free at transformationweek.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story,
I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.